does it stop?
Okay, this is we're recording now. Samach Tet Amud Bet. Right, so Edame Ata. So now Kerume Paralitzar. If that's the case, then the camel type foot inside the cow should be asur. And I tell Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, we learned there, we got a limud, contra Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, parsa bebehema tochelu, right? That a parsa of a behema tochelu, right? But look at Rashi there, kolet parsa litzar, but anan aminan, sorry, that's the middle of Rashi, anan aminan le'el, the shari, afilu Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon said was like, remember Rabbi Shimon had that whole limud, that it only applies if it's outside, if it's inside the mother's womb, you can sleep, remember that? Everybody, remember we had to learn this about the camels, the parrot. So it's a Gemara says, "Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Matzinu Mishtap and Rosh Rabbi Shmuel, Tanu Rosh Rabbi Shmuel and Yochai." So it says, "No, we found a limud where we got parsa bebehema tochelu, not like that, only parsa, right? Bebehema tochelu, krakativ parsa, uchtiv prasot." So look at Rashi over here. We found a limud of Rabbi Shimon and Yochai, who's Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, we said according to Rabbi Shimon, that was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that you can eat it if it's inside the mother. And actually, we found the limud. How does the limud go? Look at Rashi there, Behema, the first narrow lines of Rashi. Kra ketiv parsa, uchetiv parsa. It's mentioned twice in the pasuk, one parsa in the singular, one parsa in the plural. Ezen chetimtza, or parsa bebehema, or prasot, either one or two. Aval yona, eino lo parsa, velo prasot. The yona is excluded, so kalut is okay, but a yona is not okay. That's the first answer. Rav Shimon Ashi Amar Olam Kedek Kamar Tmiikar. Rav Shimon says no. We go back to our original answer. That when we gave two psukim, the first pasuk we said that it's called a behema, the ubar. Then we said, ah, that's a problem with tmura. We can't do tmura. So we brought the next pasuk, and then we said, what about the kol? And the kol created a problem with the spleen, and we said, no, it's only of the animal itself. So what about the yona? We said, no, the yona, only the kalut, etc. Rab Ula says, no, we actually, the first pasuk is the real pasuk, which says, behema ba behema, right? That's what he says under there. He says, Meikara. Look at Rashi there. Meikara. The Ubar Ikri Behema. Right? Ude Kakashelach Ein Memirin. Right? And when you, and your whole big Kashia, what made us have to rethink the answer to this question of the Makor was your question of Tmura. So now you've got to follow me, okay? Because now this question really starts over there and ends right at the end of the Mishnah. Okay? It's a long question. It says like this. Ude kakashi alach, your ein memirin, right? Your question of that stumped our pasuk, where we said, but if that's the case, why can't we do tmura? Because a behema is called, if a ubar is called a behema, and we saw in tmura, we said behema be behema, and we know that we can't do tmura with a ubar, right? That whole question, ha money, who's that whole question according to? Rabbi Shimoni, the makish tmura lemaser. Rabbi Shimon's got a special limud. He says that tmura is like maser. Ma maser, ein oheg be'evarim v'ubarim. Just like you can't do maser with parts of an animal. Right? It was a maser behema. You've got to give a whole animal. You can't give pieces of animal. And you also can't give a fetus for a maser behema. Af tmura, Rabbi Shimon says as well, that tmura ein oheg be'evarim v'ubarim. That's a separate, that's a dat yachid. That's not the halacha. It's a da'at yachid, and that was kasha only good according to him. But everybody else will say it's not a problem, there's no hekesh, and therefore maser and tmura aren't connected, and you can do, and we haven't got such a problem. She says, uminat timra, look at Rashi over here, uminat timra, daha ein memirin Rabbi Shimon. Where do I know that this is a da'at specific, unique Rabbi Shimon? Did not, because I've got a Mishnah in Masechet Tmura. As Alkemar will see as well later on in Daf Kuf Lamed Hay, says Mishra Shasya. Ditnan. Mishnah is like this. Now read with me all the way, like the next three lines, if we look at Rashi. Ditnan. Mishnah says as follows. Am Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, now we'll see Rashi will explain in a second. Rabbi Yossi is responding to somebody. Okay, now our objective is to try and work out who's Rabbi Yossi talking to. Is Rabbi Yossi talking to Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda? Or which should be a star Mishnah, let's say would be Rabbi Meir, would be the Tana of the Mishnah, or is he talking to Rabbi Shimon? If we can prove that he's talking to Rabbi Shimon, then we know that the Tanna Kamma of that Mishnah in Tmura is Rabbi Shimon, and then it's Rabbi Shimon is the Da'at Yachid, and that's who we're talking to. Okay, so we're bringing Rabbi Yossi to prove who he's talking to understand that it's actually Rabbi Shimon who's the Da'at Yachid that has this Hekesh between Tmura and Maser, which caused us a problem to use this Pasuk as our Makor for the Ben Pkua being Mutar to eat. It's like, Ditnan Am Rabbi Yossi, Vahalo B'mukdashim. Isn't it when it comes to kochim, ha'omer raglaz shel zo ola, kula ola? If you'd say the end of this animal, only its leg is an ola, then the whole animal becomes ola. You can't dedicate only a leg. The whole animal becomes ola. Af kishe yomar regel shel zo tachat zo te kula tmura tachtea. So too, when it comes to tmura, if you say the leg, then the whole animal becomes tmura. Okay? So now look at Rashi here. Rashi ditnan. Didnan b'seifa dida, at the seifa of that Mishnah. The palig Rabbi Yossi Allah. Rabbi Yossi is arguing, right? In other words, with the Tanna Kamma in the Mishnah. Va'amar, and there he said as follows, Me mirin, you can do tmura. Umefaresh taima, and he explained his reason. And now he says like this, v'halo b'mukdashin, that's our Gemara quote to this part of the Mishnah, right? V'halo b'mukdashin, at the outset, when you start off being magdish an animal, how zo ola, if you say just the leg is an ola, then kula ola. Right? And that's the rest of the sugya there. Shma mina says Rashi, amar mugdashim. We understand from this, from the fact Rabbi Yossi said, vahalo mugdashim, but with mugdashim, the Rabbi Shimon mahader. Right? That he's responding to Rabbi Shimon. Something Rabbi Shimon said. He's saying, but Rabbi Shimon, you don't agree with me on this, but at Mugdashim you agree with me. That's what's going on over here. Valo Mugdashim atamode. See, Rashi brings it. But Mugdashim atamode. Da haomer raglashu zuvuchule. Ubeze atacholekla. But here, on this you agree with regard to Mugdashim, but on regard to chulin, you cholek alai. De isal kedatach tanakama ein me mirim. If you would think that the Tanna Kamma, who says Ein Meribim, Rabbi Meir he, Keshar Star Mishnah, if you would say, no, it's not Rabbi Shimon, it's actually Rabbi Meir. Like all Star Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, that he's talking to Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Shimon. Right, so now the Gemara is like this, Vahatanya, back in the Gemara, it can't be Rabbi Meir. Why? Because Vahatanya, we've got a brighter, Yachol Haomer Raglashel Zu Ula Tehe Kula Ula. Could we have the Hava Mina to say that if you said just the leg is an Ola, the whole animal is an Ola? Tamud Lomar, Kol Asher Yitem Yedul Hashem Yeh Kodesh. Right, what does it mean, Kol Asher Yeh? Mimenu Kodesh, Velo Kulo Kodesh. So we see over here that the Limud there in the brighter is, and it's a Stam brighter, right? So we assume the Stam of Yeh Rabbi Meir, that only a part of it becomes Kodesh, not everything. So therefore, it's not like the Tanna in this Mishnah, who said if you say the leg, the whole animal. We're seeing here, we're trying to prove that Rabbi Meir Shitta is that he doesn't hold of Regil Kakuli. You with me? You following? Following? Robert?
The last part.
Okay, let's go back. We said that, we say like this. We, what are we doing? Ula came along and said, right, sorry, Rav Shimi, Bar Ashi said, that in actual fact, the first pasuk which we said, Behema, is the right makor for Ben Pkua. Right? But we had a problem when we used that pasuk, because by using that pasuk, we said, then we should be able to do tmura with the uba. Right? So that was the problem. So he says, now, that's not a problem. What's not a problem? Because the opinion who says that we've got a problem with tmura is only Rabbi Shimon the Da'at Yachid. So now we've got to prove that it's Rabbi Shimon. So now we're going to a sugya in Bechoro, in tmura, and we see there that there's a machloke between Rabbi Yossi and somebody. So we want to now try and prove that there's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds this issue of Tmura. And not anybody else. So now, we could say no. When Rabbi Yossi was responding in that Mishnah to the Tanna Kamma, the Tanna Kamma was a stam Tanna. It wasn't mentioned by name. It could be Rabbi Meir, which would be more normal. Why Rabbi Shimon? So Rabbi Meir. We said no, it can't be Rabbi Meir. Why can't be Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Meir, we've proved from another brighter, doesn't hold of the Shitta, that if you dedicate an animal and you say its limb is hekdesh, the whole animal becomes hekdesh. Rabbi Meir says, no, the limb can be hekdesh without the whole animal being hekdesh. So that Mishnah there in Tmura can't be Rabbi Meir. Because we see Rabbi Meir somewhere else is of the opinion that this concept of of a limb for the whole animal doesn't apply. That's what we just proven over here now. Right? Look at Rashi now. Mi'itle lehu hai svarot Rabbi Meir b'mukdashin de kula ola. The name of Rabbi Yossi that he would say, the name of Rabbi Yossi would say to him, "Balo b'mukdashim atam modimli." You agree with me about mukdashim? Rabbi Meir doesn't agree with him. So in that Mishnah in Tmura, Rabbi Yossi who's responding to the Tana and saying, "Ha, but with mukdashim you agree with me," can't be Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir we know doesn't agree with him. Okay, that's what we've done so far. We're basically going through process of elimination now. So it can't be Rabbi Meir. Now, once we're bringing that sugya over there about dedicating the animal, right? Talmud lomar kol asher yitei menu l'Hashem yeh kodesh, menu kodesh, v'lo kulo kodesh. Ah, yachol tetzei l'chulin. Ah, but now we've got a bit of a problem now. Just in regards to Rabbi Meir Yishita, Rabbi Meir says anachinami, the whole animal doesn't become kodesh. So now, could you think that the whole animal can go to chulin except for that limb that you dedicated? Yachol tetzei l'chulin Rashi. Yachol tetzei yotzei l'chulin bepidyon sheyivdei oto ever. Maybe you can just do pidyon now on the limb. The rest of the animal was never kadosh to begin with, right? According to Rabbi Meir. So we only got a problem with the limb. Can you now do pidyon, redeem the limb? Right? Tetzei l'chulin tamud lomar yihye. No, because the Bible said yihye, bahavi atat, it stays the limb kadosh. So you ain't got an animal that's a problem. You can't bring the animal as a korban, because the whole animal isn't kadosh. You only dedicated the limb. You can't take it into chulin because the limb is kadosh and you can't put you the kadosh. So this is a sidetrack completely, right? So what do? Hakat said, timacher letzorchei olot. You sell the animal for somebody who and then you buy the animal, the money with olot. V'dameh chulin, the money, timacher letzorchei olot. You sell the behemazu letzorchei olot. V'dameh chulin. So somebody who needs an ola, you sell it to him as an ola, and the dameya, and for you the money is chulin. Chutz mi dmei ever sheba divrei Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda. So in that sugya there, they both agree that the limb only stays kadosh. We've just proven that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both say the whole animal isn't kadosh. So it can't be Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi is talking to you with me. We're coming full circle again. But with regard to that sugya, they say sell the animal and the money goes chulin. Except if the limb is worth 10% of the animal, 10% stays kadosh. You leave it in the Beit HaMikdash, and 90% is pegdesh is chulin money. But that's irrelevant to our sugya. We've proven that it can't be remarried Rabbi Yehuda, because remarried Rabbi Yehuda both agree that only the limb becomes kadosh and not the whole animal. So now, we're still busy proving now that it's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, right? Remember, they're the two. Minayin lomer raglash zu ola. Tehe kula ola. Where do we know that? Tamud lomar yihiye rabot et kula. So now it seems Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon are the two who agree that with regards to Mukdashim, the limb is a limb. And that was Rabbi Yossi who said to Rabbi Shimon, with Mukdashim, you agree with me. With me? Now is it clear? Right. So the Gemara still isn't so excited over here. So it says, Leman. Rabbi Meir. So now, basically, that Leman is the end of the Leman at the very beginning. If you go up to, you see in Tosfot, Rabbi Huna Amar Kadosh, Kesavari Mafred, who Kadosh, the Rabbi Yossi, you see the Tosfot there? We started off the question and we said, Keshe Yomar Regel Zu Tachat Zu Tehe Kulat Tmura Tachtea Leman Kemahadarle. Who was Rabbi Yossi responding to? It couldn't have been Rabbi Meir. In other words, okay, so Leman, so who was he responding to? Okay, this is the end of that question, right? Leman. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Mita, who asked for that, and as far as love Rabbi Shimon, it must have been a response to Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon was the da'at of the problem with Tmura, and he had the hekesh of Tmura to Maser, and he's the problem. We got a problem with Tmura with the behema, and nobody else. The Gemara says, no. It wasn't responding to anybody. Rabbi Yossi, Tamei, Dinafshik, Rabbi Yossi is a Da'at Yachid. Rabbi Yossi was speaking on his own. He wasn't talking about the making of his own. And therefore, we got no proof that was Rabbi Shimon. We never really proved anything whatsoever.
Proving himself.
He was proving himself. Right. Okay, quick, let's run through this Mishnah now. Wow. Okay, let's quickly, How long is what's tomorrow's stuff like? You see, it doesn't, there's no respite. We can't ask that. We can't tomorrow. We can't. Okay, let's do this. Maniti, what is the time, by the way?
8:50.
Okay. Hamevakeret. Okay, mevakeret now is an animal giving birth that the child or the animal being born would be a bechor. Or is it his first birth? That's what it means, hamevakeret, right? From the word bechor. Hamevakeret. It's creating a bechor. So now, hamevakeret hamakshel eled, but it's battling to give birth. other words, pieces are coming out, right? We can't birth a whole animal. Mechatech ever, ever, you can chop each limb up so you can help the animal, because otherwise the animal will die. Right? If you think about it, animal can die in childbirth. If it's beckoned to have child in birth, if you don't help the animal birth, it will die. So you can't get the animal out, so you chop it up and you bring out in pieces. Right? Umashnich leklav, you throw it to the dog. Now, what's our problem? The fetus, we think, has got a din of kedushat bechor. It's got a kedushat bechor. How do you chuck it to the dogs? So that's the story, right? Over here, right?
The dogs
are coin. Right? What? The dogs? The dogs are coin. Right? If the majority of the animal came out in one piece, hareze yikaver. Right? You bury it, the nifteret mina bechora, and there's no longer bechor. The next animal, that the next baby that it has, won't be a bechor. Okay? Now, goes itmar. We got a machloket amoraim here. Yatza shlish. If a third came out of a bechor, right? And now you think it's only a third coming out, so you think it's not din of bechor, because it needs rov, right? Umecharo loved kochavim, and then you said, you know what, you can't eat it, so you try first. You said it to a goy. Vechazar, and now suddenly v'yatzah shlish acher, another shlish comes out. So now two shlish are out. So now we have to go rov out. We said a second guy, rov has to be buried, right? Mm-hmm. Rav Huna amar kadosh. Rav Huna says that it's kadosh, right? Rav Huna says it's kadosh. The Rashi here, he says it's kadosh. Vechor zev. Karev legabe mizbeach v'nitan lakohen. I'm not sure how you bring it onto the mizbeach, by the way. If it's dead, I'm not sure. But anyhow. So Rav Huna says it's kadosh. Rabba Amar eino kadosh. Rabba says eino kadosh. Varehu chulin kemefashe tamar. It's proper chulin. But it came out the first third, the next third. And the Gemara says like this. Rav Huna Amar kadosh. Rav Huna says kadosh. Watch Rav Huna's svara. Kesavar lemafrea kadosh. Because he's saying that retroactively it became kadosh. Because we had a third and a third. They joined together. You got two thirds. You got rov. V'chemen de nafek le'rube igle milt lemafrea de mikara havek kadosh. Therefore the end proves the beginning. Now two thirds are out. It proves that the first third was part of the second third. And two thirds came out. And therefore was kadosh from the very, very beginning. Umay de zavin lo klum zavin. Basically that deals a avoided deal. You go back to the goy and say, here's your money back. Take it back. The deal done a deal. Rabbi Amar Eino Kadosh. Rabbi says, no, it's not Kadosh. Why? Kesavar Mikal Haba Kadosh. Rabbi says, from now onwards, the first third that came out, we ignore. You sold it. Now let's see what happens. Now, if another third comes out, it's only a third. Umay de Zavin, Shapar Zavin, Shapir Zavin, which you sold was a good deal. And I probably could leave it there with a goy. Va'az do the Taimai, you would eat one. Now, and they both go according to, they're consistent with the other thoughts. And there's another machloke between Rav Huna and Rabba. Exact opposite way around here. So just follow me for a second. It gets a little bit tricky. Yatza shlish derech dofen. Not a ben pkua, right? Talking about not like a problematic birth. The first animal is having a difficulty in birth. So you birth the first third as a cesarean birth. Vishnei shlish derech rechem. Now I'm assuming you cut it up, right? Because you can't give one through the side and the other two, etc., right? And you cut it up. And two shlish, then the animal suddenly opened up, the everything was relaxed, and the two-thirds of the animal came out of Rechem. Rav Huna, who said previously that the animal was kadosh, right? He says, yeah, Amar eino kadosh. He says, it's no longer kadosh. Rabba Amar kadosh. And Rabba says it is kadosh. Now the Gemara explains, right? And the Gemara says, remember, the azdu letai mayu, they said that they were consistent. But they're taking the exact opposite approaches. So how is this consistent? Rav Huna Amar Eino Kadosh. This is not Kadosh. Why? Rav Huna Letame. Rav Huna says, Amar Lemafreya. Rav Huna says, you always go back and look retroactively. Veruba Kama Leite Berechem. The first part of the Rov. Remember, the first third and the second third make up the Rov. Never had a Rechem. Therefore, it's not Peter Rechem. So therefore, it's not Kadosh. And Rabbi Amar Kadosh, Rabbi says that is Kadosh. Why? Rabbi Letame, who says, Amar Mikan Ulahaba Kadosh. We look from now. Veruba Derechim, and now the first third we ignore. The next two thirds went through the Rechim. And the Gemara says, Chicha, we need both these machlokot. We'll see tomorrow why.